Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, July 26th. We've started the week off right now. It's 8:45 Chicago time in the morning. Corn's 8 3/4 lower at 5:34 1/4. September wheat's down 12 1/2, 6.71. And November beans are down 16 1/2 cents at 13.35 1/2. We opened here lower, tried to rally it a little bit, and then broke again. We're on our lows as I speak here, but you know, I'm not sure why, to tell you the truth. The weather for this week looks hot and dry. We're going to be 90 degrees, low 90s to low 100s in much of the Midwest. Is there enough subsoil moisture to support this? I don't think so, but we've had some rains from Kansas up through the Ohio Valley. Nebraska got some rain, but it's still very dry in a lot of spots out here. So is the stress going to get a little bit bigger? Is the stress going to get a little bit smaller? I think the stress gets a little bit bigger this week. Now, right now, the market is certainly ignoring it as we start the week, but it may be more than just the weather. There was a breakdown in the U.S.-China talks over the weekend, but then apparently on Sunday they came out and said it was a more conciliatory tone, and that the speculation was maybe the Chinese will step in and buy these lower prices here, which probably wouldn't surprise anybody. The Paraná River in Argentina is at record lows, which could force exports to go elsewhere. The U.S. might pick up some of that business if they can't get the barges through on the low river levels out there, so that could be a little bit friendly out here. But overall, it's still a game of, you know, how what the yields are. Some people, you know, despite the dryness around the country, some agronomists are pointing to 180 bushel yield on the corn, which I think is a little bit high. Now, it's a national number. Apparently, it takes into account what's happened in the Dakotas and in Minnesota. As I've been saying, the markets have been trying to figure out whether south of I-80, the crops are good enough to offset what's happening north. And some agronomists think it is, obviously. Some would disagree. So it's still a mixed bag with this weather. I don't know how it's going to shake out. One of the reasons we were lower overnight is they're calling for cooler, wetter forecast in August. So if that happens, you know, certainly we could move this thing lower. Funds are still long. Corn, wheat, and beans. The bean oil is now down 21 ticks after being up. At one point, we were up about 70 or 80 ticks. But palm oil made new record highs overnight, and that helped the bean oil with some strength out here. But the meal's down, and I would expect that to continue for a while out here. So we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock this week. Today, I think they're going to be low. We get crop progress tonight. And then the rest of the week, you know, who do you want to believe on the weather forecast? If it stays hot and dry, I think, you know, the market should have some kind of rally out here. If it gets wetter in August and cooler, then the bears will have control of this thing. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.